Okay, so chapter 14. Author's note. Fuck off, preps, okay? Raven, thanks for helping again. I'm sorry I couldn't update, but I was depressed. I had to go to the hospital because I slipped my wrists. P.S. I'm not updating until you give me 10 good reviews. 10 God reviews. Uh-oh. God, you there? We're gonna need 10 reviews if we want to keep reading this glorious fucking story. Okay, here we go. The story. Warning! Some of this chapter is extremely scary. Viewer discretion is advised. excretion. Warning! This is gonna be really scary, so you might not make it through this unless you take a shit. You're not gonna get this. Okay. Well, here we go. Prepare to shit, because this is how scary it's going to be. We ran to where Voldemort was. It turned out Voldemort wasn't there. Instead of that fat guy who killed the fat guy who killed Cedric was. Draco was there, crying tears of blood. God! Snaketail was torturing him. Vampire and I ran in front of Snaketail. Rid my sight, you despicable preps, he shouted as we started shooting him with the gun. Then suddenly he looked at me and he fell down with a lovey-dovey look in his eyes. Ebony, I love you with a hair. Wait, what? What? Okay, hold on. This is all one word. Ebony, I love you. Will you have sex with me? He said. In this, he is 16 years old, so he's not a pedophile, okay? God damn it. I won't even comment on how stupid that is. That's stupid, that's all I'll say. I asked. And no, yeah, I love you. Will you have sex with me? Asked Snaketail. I started laughing crudely.
What the fuck? You torture my BF and then you expect me to fuck you? God, you are so fucked up, you fucking bastard, I said angrily.
Okay. I'm calling it right now. They're gonna fuck. They're gonna fuck, I said angrily. Then I stabbed him in the heart. Blood poured out of it like a fountain. And then they fucked? I refuse to believe there's no fucking here, considering how much of a faggot, I mean, not faggot, how much of a slut this girl is. Alright. Okay. No, he just stabbed her in the, stabbed them in the heart, then fountain blood, and then, no! He screamed. He started screaming and running around, then he fell down and died. I burst into tears, sadly. Bloody tears? Okay, it's a Snaketail. What art thou doing? Called Voldemort. Then he started coming. We couldn't hear his high heels clacking to us, so we got on our broomsticks and flew to Hogwarts. We went into my room. Vampire went away. Then I started crying. What's wrong, honey? Asked Draco, taking off his clothes so we could screw. He had a sex pack. Get it? Because he's so sexy. Fucking hell. And a really huge you-know-what and everything. It's so unfair, I yielded. Why can't I just be ugly or plain like all the other girls in preps here, except for Bloody Mary, because she's not ugly or anything. Not a Mary Sue. Again, not a Mary Sue, because she, you know, is the only attractive girl of the entire cast, and yet, you know, she's so hot that she wishes to be ugly. But that's not Mary Sue. No, this is a character with actual problems. Actual problems that matter and show interesting qualities about this character. Okay. Where am I? Okay. Why do you want to be ugly? I don't like the preps anyway. They are such fucking sluts, answered Draco.
Yeah, but everyone is in love with me. Like Snape and Lupin took a video of me naked. Hagrid says he's in love with me. Vampire likes me. And now even Snaketail is in love with me. I just want to be with you, okay, Draco? Why couldn't Satan have made me less beautiful?
Not a Mary Sue again. All of my problems revolve around me being too beautiful. God damn it. Why am I just so goddamn beautiful? I shouted angrily. Author's note, don't worry, Anobi isn't a snob or anything, but a lot of people have told her she's pretty. No, that doesn't make her a snobby bitch at all. I'm good at too many things. Why can't I just be normal? It's a fucking